Panic Zone. I am Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth and giving it to you straight every day. It's what we do here. Somebody has to, and I'm the guy. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Americans are lighting up more today than they have ever before. Or maybe more illegals are smoking. Either way, cigarettes are being sold faster than ever. Number two, shares of Ford are on the rise, but the company is warning that the shortage of computer chips could easily last into 2023, meaning it will be tough sledding until then for all the car companies. Number three, a judge in New York denied the police union bid to stop vaccination mandates, and it could usher in a severe and dangerous situation as police, firefighters, EMTs, ambulance drivers, doctors, nurses, and teachers that are being told get the jab or lose your job are saying, you know what? See you later. It's creating a huge issue. It has people across the country concerned that when they call 911, nobody's going to answer. Nobody's going to pick up the phone because there's nobody there. I got a note from an EMT individual here just moments ago. He said, you know what the problem is, Steve? The problem is when people at McDonald's are getting paid more than an ambulance driver or more than a paramedic, that creates a problem. It's an imbalance that can't last. We'll talk more about that going forward. Law enforcement numbers are already down all over the country because of the defund the police movement. And now government mandates could cut numbers to the point that entire precincts are just closed in places like New York City. If you think I'm kidding, listen to this.
Agencies across the country are dealing with a staffing crunch. Seattle recently activating an emergency mobilization plan. Non-patrol officers and detectives are now responding to calls for service. The police union in Fairfax County, Virginia says the agency is down 144 officers, and Milwaukee's force was down 185 officers over the summer.
We always want to make sure safety is number one for our students.
Back in Bakersfield, the superintendent says a long-term public safety solution is needed.
We're looking at 2 to 3 years at the soonest. I really don't believe this is something that is going to go away in a year.
It's not going to go away in a year. And remember, it's not just police officers. It's EMTs. It's firefighters. Because vaccine mandates are running people out the door. And to be honest, looks pretty bleak. Listen to this.
Also, there are concerns growing about vaccine mandates here in New York City. There are fears of a first responder staffing shortage as early as next week when the vaccine mandate kicks in. Fire department official says that as many as 20% of the city's fire companies could close, and the department is scrambling to find solutions, including mandating overtime and canceling vacations to deal with the staffing issues.
So mandating overtime for those that are left and canceling vacations for those that are left, that'll make more people leave. There won't be anybody left. More bad policy, more bad governance, destroying the safety net we have. Meanwhile, the Biden administration negotiating $450,000 per person payments to illegal aliens that claim they weren't treated quite right after the American Civil Liberties Union sued the United States government. Unbelievable, but some of these families could receive more than $1 million after they came here illegally because they didn't get treated properly, they claim. But back to this, and the travesty of COVID mandates has New Yorkers angry. And like I've said, soon, unprotected. Listen.
The deadline is tomorrow at 5 p.m. They are calling this rally their last stand. Before tomorrow's major vaccine mandate takes effect, a last-ditch effort for some of the city's finest and bravest. Chopper 2 flying above as they rallied in front of the mayor's home, Gracie Mansion, to let their voices be heard.
This is really an absolutely unnecessary threat to the lives of New Yorkers. There is no crisis. Right now, 8% of New York City firefighters are out with fire-related injuries, and 1/16th of that number is out with COVID.
1/16th of that number out with COVID. There's a problem all over the country. It's going to shut down rural hospitals because staffing issues will not be possible. Some hospitals will lose half of their staff if the federal government says you have to be fully vaccinated to get federal money. So they can either go one way and lose 70% of their funding or go the other way and lose half their staff. Either way, it's unsurvivable for small rural hospitals in this country. Meanwhile, in Portland, Oregon, another Democrat utopia, the violence on the streets there has business owners running away. It's a massive law and order failure. And that's before the mandates. That's before people are fired for not having a COVID jab. Listen.
As they say, it's just too dangerous for their employees to be working in Portland right now. They say they're threatened, even assaulted regularly.
Our employees are scared.
Today, local businesses brought up homeless tent fires, increased violence, burglaries, open drug use, and constant vandalism in Portland.
Truly unbelievable scenes right outside our buildings, ranging from individuals walking down the street with machetes to being directly harassed by individuals who are in an altered state.
A concern other business owners echoed.
I moved back to Portland specifically to start Salt and Straw. My team members have been held up and assaulted multiple times. Their cars have been broken into and vandalized.
Sounds like a nice place to raise a family, doesn't it? Portland, well done. Way to turn a nice city into a shining example of what it should not be. Meanwhile, in Detroit, they normally have 25 ambulances running across the city at any moment. That's the normal staffing level for the city for emergencies. Now, they have just 16. Why? Because 9 crews, there aren't enough people to man the ambulances. Same reason they'll be closing firehouses in New York City. Same reason police calls go unanswered. The same reason people are paying with their lives because police don't show up in time during an act of violence all over this country. Well done to the left, I say. You've run through the defund the police insanity, and now you're coupling that with vaccination mandates, forcing more police and fire departments to close their doors. Strangely enough, though, it was easy to sum up Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He summed up the entire push for vaccine mandates in just 7 seconds. Listen.
We've gone from 15 days to slow the spread to 3 jabs to keep your job somehow. Are you kidding me?
Covers it, doesn't it? 15 days to slow the spread, 3 jabs to keep your job. Are you kidding me? No, Governor. Sadly, we're not. Sadly, we are not. Sad, isn't it? Truly sad. It's where we are in America right now. A place where Portland and the businesses are closing. Yesterday, we showed you the Miracle Mile where there are 25 stores now closed. Why? Nobody's going to go down there. Too much crime in Chicago. Who's going to go to the Miracle Mile with money in their pocket when there are thugs running the streets? Breaking into to businesses, not being punished. Who would go there? Who would take their kids there to go Christmas shopping? That would be what would happen about this time of the year, right? Christmas shopping on the Miracle Mile would be a big adventure for the family. Not this year. And not any year. Not ever again. Not until they get their act together. From Portland to Chicago to New York. Who's going to go to a Major League Baseball game or a basketball game or a concert or a show? Not me. Not my family. Probably not yours either. Why? Because we're sick of it. And we wouldn't put ourselves at risk like that. No police? No chance I'm going. Some breaking news after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
It's time to go in the huddle.
1, 2, 3, top flight!
This is former Detroit Lion Rob Rubick with another week of the NFL season, another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code HUGE. That's HUGE, H-U-G-E.
It should be easier for the Lions defense facing the Eagles with an inconsistent quarterback in Jalen Hurts instead of an MVP candidate in Stafford. His mobility may present some minor issues, but the lack of accuracy will ultimately help the Lions much more. Offensively, they have to continue to lean on the run game, which rang up 137 yards on Sunday. This will hopefully allow Jared Goff to stay upright and deliver the ball down the field. If not, it will be all tricks and no treats for Goff, and by the end of the night, he may look like a corpse laid out in a cemetery.
on Halloween night.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.